Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. In my writing, I often describe the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer HaTov, our good and evil inclinations, as the little devil and angel that sit on a person's shoulders in popular culture. This may be a valid metaphor for the Yetzer Hara, but it's not actually a good description of the Yetzer HaTov. Why not? To find out, listen to this excerpt from Rabbi Mendel Kesten's series on Derech Hashem, and a shir entitled The Yetzer HaTov.
Okay, so last week we talked about the Yetzer Hara. That from the Ramchal, what you see is that the Yetzer Hara fundamentally, is the bodily urges and the urges and drives. We see that this is what the Yetzer Hara is. And I mentioned, you know, the Chazal trying to destroy the Yetzer Hara. And as a result, many things which are obviously critical, like reproduction, stopped. So you see clearly that the manifestation of the Yetzer Hara clearly is the urges, the physical urges that a person has. And therefore now we understand what the Chazal mean when it says that you should serve God with two yitzrecha, you know, because it says vayitzer odom or something like that. I forgot the exact pasuk, and it says two yud. So so we learn, I think, from there that you're supposed to serve the Rebbe Shalom with the yitzahara. How can you serve him with the yitzahara? You know what I'm saying? So the concept of serving the punishment of the Yetzirah, so if we know that it is the urges, of the physical urges, so therefore you're supposed to direct those physical urges in the proper channels, which is in the direction of mitzvahs, and so on, you know, rather than promotion of self, ego-aggrandizement, or self-fulfillment for purely one's own desires and so on. So therefore we understand what the Yetzer Hara is. The question, however, is what's the Yetzer Tov? That's the question, you know. We find the Yetzer Hara referred to as a malach. You know. So you could actually say that the origin of physical urges is a malach in that sense. But you don't find that the Yetzer Tov is referred to as a malach. Not only that, but what's interesting is that it says that the Yetzer Hara comes in before a child is born. Whereas the Yetzer Tov enters when he is 12 years old for a man, for a woman, 12 years old for a man. So the question, what in the world enters at that age that we could consider this the Yetzer Tov? You know what I'm saying? What we realize is that something that doesn't happen at birth, it happens only after a certain developmental stage. You know, we can call that puberty. We can all call that the beginning of the teenage years or adolescence. So the question is, what begins in adolescence that we could identify as the Yetzer Tov? What is the Yetzer Tov? You know, and we have several characteristics that it enters a person when he's 12 or 13. You know, and that's fundamentally, by the way, why you're not chayev. Not just because there's a lack of intelligence, because there's an inequality in drives. If there's no Yetzer Tov and just a Yetzer Hara, right? So how could you be chayiv? How could you be obligated or guilty? No, obviously. So therefore, what we see is that the reason for guilt is if you have a Yetzer Tov. But Yetzer Tov only comes in when you're 13 for a man, 12 for a woman, and so on. So the question is, which we have to ask ourselves, what developmentally occurs at that age that we can identify as the Yetzer Tov?
You see what I'm saying? You understand the question? You're saying it's a koyach from a malach.
No, you don't find Yetzer Tov referred to as a malach. Whereas you do find Yetzer Hara as the satan, sure. The satan is the Yetzer Hara.
There's no malach in Yetzer Tov.
No.
Why is that? That means Yetzer Tov is something that comes straight from the Rebbein Shalom.
Well, everything comes from the version. I'm not so worried about what the origin is. I'm really wondering what is it?
What is it?
What the origin is obviously the Roshan, you know, and so on. But, the, you know, I can understand some physical urges come when you're born, even an infant, right? There are all kinds of physical urges. Mm. But what in the world shows up? Teenager. This is the question. So the question is what? It clearly, it's a developmental issue. What is it? So I said that the sechel fundamentally is the intellect that pursues knowledge, reality. You know, so that would be. But the problem with that is that, you know, kids also have sechel. They also have they also pursue knowledge. Children, but they don't have a yetzer tov. Clearly, the yetzer tov cannot be solely the pursuit of knowledge, of reality.
It's using the intellect as an instrument, but there has to be something else.
Yeah, the intellect obviously is part of it, but because we see clearly that the Yetzer Tov is a developmental idea, that something develops at 13 that was not here before that, basically at 13. You know,
what?
And so on. So this is the question.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.